The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I feel there is a kind of a stirring of the pool while I was walking in. It was like the pool is being stirred up again. And I know when such thing happen, there's always something unusual that follows. So tonight, I trust the Lord that before we finally share the grace and leave this auditorium, I believe there's something God is going to do. There's going to be a pulling. There's going to be an entrance. I believe that somebody is going to, you know, be pulled or be helped into the pool. I believe there's something that is good. There's going to be a washing, a cleansing, healing, deliverance. You know, something is going to happen by the grace and mercy of God. And that is one of the things that we climax Life Campaign 2024. I believe there's going to be a door, there's going to be a sitting, there's going to be a kind of eating that will lead some of us into the room of death. Like Reverend said in our Akure this morning, you know, the normal way was for him, you know, we'll greet and greet and greet and greet. If you know how much I've been longing to, you know, since he said you are going to greet since 3 days ago. So I told myself, to beat is to greet. It doesn't cost, do you need to go and sit down and begin to ask God, God, how do I greet? It's to greet. And so when you get there, you just greet and do what? You drop the microphone and go. So, and while I came in, let me just start from the known. And let me see how far God is going to help me to at least say something to somebody tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some rappers that are older than some of us. Now, when Reverend was talking about Mama there, that time, you know, there are some rappers of old. Rapper, Asho Ibora, rapper. That if your mom should bring them out, she'll be telling you, before I met your daddy, my mom gave me this one. You know, when you see such, what do? Can anything come out of your mouth? No, you become gentle. Now, that's some experiences, that's some encounters, that's some things that some of us need to sit down before such mommies and daddies and do what? And learn. Hear some things. Praise the Lord. And I know, you know, God has brought us and given us entrance into those things. And that is why He's keeping them alive. So that when we come to our crossroad, we can look back, or when we look at them, sir, quite a number of people here, I don't know where you were during Babalola, Baba Olomiye. I don't know where you were. I don't know. Now, such people that drank from that stream, for them to have successfully migrated and crossed so many moves to this one, I think God is saying something to us. That those of us who are here, that we are drinking, a time will also come, you will be there as they are there today. And a new generation will come up that will be speaking some mysteries also. Some things that are big revelations to us now, by that time, you know, the children will be toying with it. You know, that is one of the reasons why certain people, God will not take them from the scene. Such things, such experiences, you know, that we are going through now. You know, most times I kept asking, there was a day I was actually praying. I said, God, please, let rapture, let it happen, please. Let it happen. Let everything, all these things, let everything just fold up. Let's just quickly leave. At a point of business, I was tired of Nigeria. I was tired of, so you look here, you look there, and you just look at, let this thing called rapture, let it quick happen, so that we'll just, everything will just, thank you, sir, we'll just leave the scene. But you know, at when that thing left, and I look at it, and I told myself, the journey is still far. Let me tell you the truth. The journey is still far. Yeah, we are the close of the age. We are the 11th hour. But in that 11th hour, there is still a journey that is far. And so that is why God is calling us, sit down and eat. What we call the rapture, the wrapping up, the end of the age, tell you the truth. 10 years, 20 years to come, 30 years to come, we might still be handling certain things. So there is need for you to be properly equipped and prepared for the journey ahead. Let me just say this. I actually want to, what he showed me, I just want to share it with us. And I'll take my seat. Very simple. You know, when I came in, who did this? Who did it? I know it's the church. Who was behind it? Who? Pastor Alfred. No wonder. Now, we all understand this. We understand this. Aha. You know, this thing just came alive. My first night here. The beings here came alive. But like Jesus Christ that night when he ate it with disciples. At the upper room. It came so much alive. It was like they were moving. He was gisting with them. And they were talking. I said, God, what is this? And he said, son, you need to sit. 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 I'm calling you to sit. 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 Sit and eat. Sit and eat. And I said, what am I eating? He said, you'll be eating this and this. And I was looking, I said, God, what do you mean? Yes, you'll be eating the scroll. And you'll be eating bread, my body. You'll be eating me, the word, the word, the word. He said, a time will come after we gauge you and we measure you. And we know we can open a door to you. And I said, God, where is the door? Do you know there's a door here? Yes. I saw the door. He said, we will now invite you. We will take you into the door. And he said, I said, God, well, what is going to happen there? That's where we are going to kill you and slay you. I said, God, kill, slay, yes. Now, just to buttress our message yesterday, he said, when we are done with you, we will take you through and you will end up becoming this. I said, God. So, And I said, God, so when mommy was talking about it, I love it. I said, God, please don't let her go there. Don't let her go there. Don't let her go there. Don't let her go. And it's so beautiful that, now look at it. Can you compare this bin to this bin? This is where we are going. But we must go through death. The flesh must go. Now, please give me Revelation chapter 22. Quickly. Okay. Now, give me verse 16. He said, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I, Jesus. He didn't say, I'm going to send my angels. I have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. When Pastor Thompson, when he was preaching, he was ministering about 2 days ago, you know, at the end of his message, he said something. You know, he spoke to us about the seven churches, what they had to conquer, what they have to overcome, and the reward. Remember, he said something. He said, not just one of the reward is enough for you. You must overcome what all the churches. That means all the reward. If you just have 1/6, you are not yet complete. So all those challenges, they were actually things that Christ also faced while he was on the earth. The apostles of old, they faced the same thing. They overcame. And so, for you to measure up to the stature and the fullness of Christ, you must also overcome all those things. For you to be what? To be able to gain entrance and be conformed to his very image. See, as we were in Accra this morning, I was looking at the morning star. I said, sir, do you need star in the morning? You don't really talk of stars in the morning, do you? The star is actually useless, as it were, in the day. But you see, when you see a star shine in the day, you know that is not ordinary star. So now, what God is birthing in us is actually for us in the day to still shine as what? As star. But it doesn't happen. It is not by just a dose. It is not by just an injection. There are doses. There are injections. It is all about sitting down. And I know something. One thing that is not easy for a man to do is to sit. The hardest thing for man to do is to sit. Jesus Christ said, make all the men to sit. Because he knows that you are a lively stone. You won't sit. But for you to partake of a kind of table, you must come to a place where you sit. Sit to do what? You need to sit. You need to sit. Mommy was talking yesterday. I think Mrs. Olabode said the same thing. And I was looking at her. I said, God, sir, assuming you gave me the microphone yesterday, honestly, I think some women will follow me home yesterday. Quite a number of things were just bubbling up inside of me for the women. But I discovered something. When Jesus came visiting Martha and Mary, that day, why Martha was busy about what? What Jesus Christ will eat, how he will eat, the 3 square meal, the menu list, and the cleaning of the house, and everything. Ma, are they not good? Should a woman not do that? But when it comes to certain things that pertaining to God making us, Jesus will let that one go. You can do without that. And that is why he said, man shall not live by bread alone. Now, he now looked at Mary. Why Mary was also busy, Martha was busy, and she came to do what? To report, as it were, Mary to Jesus. He said, sir, master, don't you even bother that. My sister just left me to do all the house chore. And Jesus Christ looked at her. Sister Martha. You are not Martha. Sister Martha. 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 One thing is what needful. He didn't stop there. You know the story. He said, Mary has chosen the heart. And what? It will not be taken away from her. The kind of food you eat, it becomes part of you and begins to make you. And that Satan himself cannot take from you. For us to go through the process of that evil, that seed that mommy was talking about, the devil sowed inside of us, taking the life of God, swallowing the life of God inside of us. You need another kind of food that will lead you in another kind of way, that will lead you into becoming this. You know, there's a journey here. There's a journey. You don't become all of a day. You don't. You know, on a lighter mood. You know, I just imagine why mama was dancing yesterday. You know, it was like when you say, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Even look at us. Look at us. Like somebody was saying, we were joking with somebody, I think Pastor Uta. You know, I was telling her, I said, and the other person was joking. I said, I have pictures. How you were looking before. But somehow, you know, I remember those days, you know, it will come all the way from Lagos. And when we are done with the meeting, you know, we start another meeting of what? Gist. And after the gist, we start another meeting of beating his thigh. You know, helping him to massage his thigh. You know, you do that one and you are tired. Reverend Gab Loman said you. You know, you do all of that and it will look as if, what is the meaning of all this? What is the meaning of what is it? But today, what we couldn't see then, we are seeing today. Now, what is the reason, ma? Because even then, sir, when you are coming and you are preaching, some people, every of your coming, it was like, you know, at the point I gathered some of your, after some tapes, you sent them to me that I told you I wanted to somebody, you know, the then bishop. You know, he listened, he said, Benga, Taleni. But I discovered something. That until you sit with that, I don't know. There is just this thing on me today to beg you to please sit. Please, I'm begging you, sit. It's not comfortable. It's not easy. It's boring. It could be tiring. It seems as if there's no encouragement. But please, there is a call for you to do what? To sit. You'll be wondering, I've been sitting here for 1 hour. For goodness sake, no revelation. Nothing. You open the Bible. The more you open, the more it closes. I don't know whether you have gone through that. The more you open another book, the darker the thing becomes. Keep eating. Sit there. Keep eating. One day, grace will come and the thing will just open. Mind you, the opening can be, for God so loved the world. And the meaning of love will just get pop out of you. And other scriptures will just be following. I am begging you. We were in Akure some years ago. Somebody went inside the room. You know, he wanted to go. I said, no. He wanted to go and see Papa. I said, no, you can't see him. We just finished a meeting. He's resting. So he started struggling with me out there. And it became noisy. So Papa heard from his room. And he came out. He sent for me. He said, what happened? I said, so person. He said he wanted to see you. And I said, no, you needed to rest. He said, please have mercy on him. Let him come. So he came in. He went in. He saw him. Not quite 5 minutes. He came back. As I can't forget this. I don't know whether you were around that day. As he came out of the room, he just started shouting, I got it. I was looking, what is it? I don't know where he is today. What did he got? Papa prayed on handkerchief for him. And he got it. He got it, but it disappeared like smoke. Because what he was looking for, it was instant results. But thank God, for some of us, we are just coming up to become. If I say, with all that happened in Akure, I was just looking at you. When the prophecies were coming, I was just looking at you. I said, you still don't know the color this thing will come out with. Because those things that we heard, some of us, we thought we understood what God was saying. But when he begins to roll it out, so I thought it was going to be blue. Now it is blue. And you understand what I'm trying to say? Because we don't know the detail yet. 15 years ago, Reverend Abode, if somebody prophesied to you, the church will move to Akure. You remember there was one. I'm just saying, as it's coming to me, and I'm just saying, remember there was one. He told me here, and I told you. You have forgotten. Anuyin Shemi, sit down and learn. When you see a man, sir, we have sat like this before. I don't know why I have to just, we have sat like this before. We'll finish meeting by 12, 1, when Abishaw was still with us at that time. We'll finish meeting by 12, 1, and we will still travel to where? Akure. He will have his dinner in Akure with his entourage. And by 2, 1, 2, yes, sir, we'll be coming back to Ondo. And when we get back to Ondo, that's when we'll be looking at what are we going to eat. And when we are done, what happens? Inside the city room there, we'll just lay our mat and sleep. And by what time? By 8, you and I, office, we must be in the office. And we will run that like that, in circles like that. We didn't know what was happening. You will get to vigil by 10. When he wakes us up, let us pray. Let us pray. 5 o'clock, let's share the grace. From 10 to 5, let's share the grace. We didn't know something was happening. It was not easy. It was not easy. But we had to sit down to learn some things. To go through those things. And you must not sleep. If others sleep, should you sleep? Must I sleep? Reverend Ken, must you sleep? Reverend Gab, must you sleep? Yes, ma'am. At times, every day, like the 2 years, it was not easy for 2 years. If others will not come, I must be there. Sometimes when he's not around, I will be there. You know, there was a time 2 years, we did what? We were just reading the Bible. Every day, we'll come to church. 1 hour, you just open the Bible, just read for 1 hour. No question, no answer, no preaching. You just read the Bible from 5 to 6, by 6. Let us share the grace. You share the grace, you go home. Next, tomorrow when you come also, you start from where you stop. You know, you do that, you just mark it. The next day you come back, you start reading again. Where you get to after 1 hour, you close it, you share the grace, and we go. It was stupid and foolish to the human mind. But you must go through it. So that hand of discipline, I see God also stretching it to this generation. Yeah. But there's need for us to do what? Sit. Sit. Please, tell somebody, please sit. I beg you, sit. We will sit more. Yes, sir. We will sit more. See, what you see here, and in some people, is because of sitting. It's because of sitting. Sitting and eating. Learning at his table. Learning at his table. That is where instructions will come in. That is where leadings begins to come. You don't know, the more you eat of this bread, as you eat, it begins to destroy the things you have eaten before. That old nature. You know, the sitting is not just sitting. It's going to be deliberate. That's another thing. Deliberate. God, it's me and you tonight. You sit. We talk. You start eating. He leads you. He gives you instruction. At that time, let me tell you, please, don't just go with your Bible. Go with writing material. Some of you, go with your phone. There are things you need, you can record. While he's speaking, do you hear his voice? While he's speaking, record. Write. So that when you stand, He said, write the vision down. Make it plain. Most times we feel this thing. See, this thing is so small. Your brain is so small. But there are some things you have trapped in your jotter. There are times I still pick my jotter, man. Jotter of when I was growing up in Osos Church, Bodija, Ibadan. I'm talking of 1986, 87, 88. I still sit down when I locate them and just try to look. And I say, so God, you said this. When I was in SPCC, Christian Pastor, Pastor Luby Johnson, Christian Center, you know, I didn't know Pastor Elugbadebo. Uh-huh. He was also there. It was when we met in Lagos that he told me, I said, SPCC, I passed through the place and other things like that. There were some things that God helped us to trap down at that time. And today we look at them and we say, oh, they are useful. Brethren, old, young, from tonight, you will sit more. Amen. You will sit better. Amen. And when you come out, you will come out better. Amen. You will come out brighter. Amen. And you will shine brighter. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This generation will sit. Amen. This generation will eat. Amen. This generation, we will come out better than ever before in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you very much. God bless you.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.